with technology, the faculty should find different ways to actively engage students, experiential learning, game-based learning, and problem-based learning to help impart soft skills such as autonomy, creativity, leadership, and effective collaboration. These are in no doubt linked to the 21st century skills of critical thinking and problem-solving, collaboration, agility and adaptability, initiative, entrepreneurialism, effective oral and written communication, accessing and analyzing information, and curiosity and imagination. These must become integral in your curriculum revisions going forward. We have to run programs that are practical and experiential enough to generate interest from industry and civil society organizations. I'm aware of the tendency to over-theorize while offering instruction to students, and that's why I'm calling for a fairly balanced synchrony between theory and practice, because I know that the theoretical framework of any area of specialty is also very important. In the area of research, I encourage you to adopt triple helix model, that is a set of interactions between academia, industry, and government to foster economic and social development. We encourage you to provide solutions to businesses and government on issues of innovation in business and policy for mutual benefits. The occasion of 60 years anniversary should be a time of some kind of renaissance. We should also do some introspection and see how the future can be made more meaningful for all of us. The theme chosen is therefore very appropriate. Our mission now should be to move at a faster pace in order to be ahead. The clarion call now should be reawakening, reassessment, and revitalization of our focus.